Welcome to PR After Hours, your weekly cocktail of news and interviews with leading thinkers in PR, marketing, and business. So pull up a chair in our virtual lounge. Your host, Alex Greenwood, will be right back after this.
Welcome to a special announcement from PR After Hours, your go-to podcast for all things public relations and marketing. We are thrilled to share some exciting news. PR After Hours has been recognized as one of the best in the business. We've been ranked number 18 in the prestigious FeedSpot 70 Best PR Podcast list for 2024. That's right, we're among the 70 best PR podcasts worth listening to this year. But wait, there's more. We've also been named a top 15 PR podcast by Refonic. We're honored to be acknowledged by such respected platforms in the industry. And of course, we couldn't do it without you. A huge thank you to our amazing listeners and sponsors for your continuous support. Your engagement and feedback fuel our passion for delivering insightful, engaging content each episode. So, raise a glass here in the virtual lounge and join us in celebrating, well, what we think is a pretty nice achievement. Stay tuned for more intriguing conversations, expert insights, and all the latest trends in public relations and marketing only on PR After Hours. You know, I've written a little bit about the cultural divide. Is that the right word? I think it's more of a generational divide than a cultural one, though each generation seems to curate their own culture, right? When I say that, I'm talking about boomers, Gen Xers like myself, millennials, Gen Z. So I've written about it quite a bit, and there's a link in the show notes to an article I did about working for like a Gen Xer working for a millennial boss or supervisor. And I think I've recorded an episode about it too, but I'll put a link in the show notes to find that. But that's not exactly what I'm talking about today, because I came across this very, very interesting survey, and the results are just wow. In recent years, there's been a growing perception that Gen Z presents unique challenges in the workplace, okay? And to find out how this perception of Gen Z may be impacting hiring, in January of this year, Resume Builder surveyed 782 U.S. workers who hire for entry-level positions. And all you retailers out there and all you folks in agencies who have interns you're considering hiring, all that stuff, I thought this might really interest you. Now remember, again, Resume Builder did this, and at 782 U.S. workers who hire for entry-level positions. So that's your sample size. Okay, let's keep that in mind. But the findings are like, wow, really? I think it'd be beneficial to make sure you understand, define our terms. What are the generations? Okay, there's the World War II generation, the AKA the greatest generation, and their current ages are around 97 to 102. They are obviously not in the workplace, if they, of course, are still living. The post-war generation is 1928 to 1945. They're around 79 to 96. Those are my parents. Then there's the boomers, which are 1946 to 1954. They're in their 70 to 78 years old, around there. Then there's something called Boomers 2, aka Generation Jones. And apparently they increasingly break up boomers into two different cohorts because the span is so large. And the oldest of the generation have different sensibilities than the younger. In the U.S., Generation Jones, Boomers 2 are just young enough to have missed being drafted into war. So that's where they're going with that. So they're about 60 to 69 as we do this recording, so born 1955, let's say, until 1964, when, dun-dun-dun, my generation, Gen X, comes onto the scene, 1965 to 1980. They're currently 45 to 59, and then in 1981 begins the age of the millennials, and they are currently 28 to 43. That ends in 96, and so Gen Z comes along, who we're going to talk about today. Born in 1997 to 2012, their current ages are 12 to 27. I have no idea what we're calling people younger than Gen Z, and I'm not going to get into that today anyway. But I want to go through some of these key findings. 31% of hiring managers say they avoid hiring Gen Zers and would prefer to hire older workers. Let's find out more about that. The hiring managers say that during the recruiting process, Gen Zers ask for too much money. That was 42% said that. Lack communication skills, 39% said that. And don't seem engaged, 33%. During interviews, hiring managers have found Gen Z candidates don't dress appropriately, 58% reported that, and struggle with eye contact, 57%. Hiring managers also say Gen Zers exhibit entitlement, they said that of 60% of them, and are too difficult to manage, 26%. Now this one is, wow, here we go. 30% of hiring managers say they have had to fire a Gen Zer within a month of their start date. 30% have had to fire them. Now, I'm not picking on Gen Z, but this is what the research is about. I would be curious to see how many Gen Xers get fired in that same period, or how many, you know, boomers. But anyway, that's not what they were doing here. So those are the key findings. But some of the other things that, you know, the thing that concern me and the things I think that I think parents and schools need to work on is that they lack communication skills. They're just not prepared for the job market. 31% of they say they've reported being ghosted by an employee who's a Gen Z, have a bad resumes in there, performs poorly in general, and lies. 21% say they lie. Of the 94% of hiring managers surveyed who say they have interviewed Gen Xers, many have experienced them acting inappropriately. And here's what they say that the candidate did during the interview. So again, 58% wasn't dressed appropriately, struggled with eye contact, asked for unreasonable compensation, used inappropriate language, just under 20%, was in an inappropriate environment to do an interview, 16%, refused to turn on their camera during a virtual interview, that was 13% reported that, and brought a parent to the interview, that was at 9%. Stacy Howler, Resume Builder's chief career advisor, says that unlike previous generations, Gen Z faced unique challenges in acquiring foundational workplace skills because of, say it with me and Stacy, COVID-19. Many Gen Zers spent their college years predominantly in remote or hybrid settings, and upon entering the workforce, they often started in remote roles. This departure from the traditional in-person learning environment impacted their ability to hone crucial skills, such as effective communication, handling constructive criticism, and observing others to build their professional acumen. Consequently, some managers may lean towards hiring individuals who have already demonstrated their proficiency in seamlessly integrating into a workplace culture. So, I'll put a link in the show notes. There's a lot of stuff here. I want to, in defense of Gen Z, say that COVID-19 did do a number on them. It's hard to socialize. It's hard to learn these things you're supposed to do when you have absolutely zero opportunities when the nation is shut down, the world is shut down because of a pandemic. But the question now remains, what can Gen Zers do, parents do, schools do to get these talented young people into the workforce? And that's something I think we need to look into. So I thought I'd bring that to your attention and see what you think. If there's any Gen Zers listening, I want to hear what you think. And again, I'm reporting this with sympathy. I am not reporting this with like a pointing a finger kind of thing at all. I've certainly, in my business, worked with many Gen Zers as interns, as staff, or worked with them, interfaced with them if they was part of a client team. And yeah, I've had some people who exhibited some of these characteristics, but I've also had some people that are absolutely tremendous and do wonderful work. So I wanted to share this with you and let you know that I think that there is work to be done. I also want to say to all of you out there who are considering hiring a Gen Zer, and if you see some of this behavior, I hope you'll keep in mind that it's not all their fault, okay? It's so easy to rush to generalizations. Oh, they're entitled, or oh, they don't care, or blah, blah, blah. Some of it really may simply be they just don't have the experience because of very, very unusual circumstances.
You know what that means? It's last call here at the Virtual Lounge. Be sure to visit PRAfterHours.com for links to what we discussed in this episode and more. Be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. And join us next time for another round at PR After Hours with Alex Greenwood.